Nonprofit organizations can lean on the experience of the business faculty at the University of Louisiana at Monroe this summer. The College of Business is holding a series of workshops on the business of running a nonprofit. Susan Duggins is the director of the Northeast Louisiana Business and Community Development Center.
These workshops are really a chance for people who work in nonprofit organizations to get some additional training.
You're correct. You know, this past spring, as we prepared for the opening of our incubator, we engaged area nonprofits in a variety of activities. We administered some surveys and held some focus groups. And the feedback that we received from the nonprofits really provided the foundation for the workshop series. In other words, the topics that we selected for the workshops really came directly from the nonprofits themselves.
Just as an example, what's some of the feedback that translated directly into a topic?
Overwhelmingly, as you can imagine, just because of the interest in social media, the primary topic centered around social media. Specifically, how as a nonprofit organization can we utilize effectively social media to identify and cultivate donors? In other words, if I'm a nonprofit director, really how can I send messages out that will really appeal to persons who might be interested in either supporting the work or engaging in particular activities that we might be holding, or perhaps financially supporting the organization?
Because nonprofits, just as much as anybody else, work on very small staffs, and everybody who's on the staff already has a job.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at how they're able to add social media into that marketing mix.
Exactly. I think everybody has a Facebook page now because they think, for one thing, that's what they're supposed to do. But the presenter that's going to be here for the social media workshop is really going to help people not only understand how to effectively set up a page, but really how to administer that page intentionally and planfully so that they have current messages going out and that they're really strategic in how they're reaching out to their donor base.
Now, we don't have time to talk about all of the different workshops, but not just in the social media, also a number of things in dealing with the business side of running a nonprofit.
That's correct. I think that really if you look at a nonprofit agency, there are several things that are really very critical to them. One, because they're directly dependent upon funding. Finding funding is a huge issue for them. In July, we're going to be holding a workshop that helps them learn the ins and outs and nuances of navigating a website called grants.gov. Grants.gov is the site that nonprofit agencies and other people utilize when they're applying for federal funding. And Virginia Eaton, who is quite an outstanding grant writer in her own right, is going to be here to lead that workshop. I think one of the other things that's really important to nonprofit agencies really is managing their database, their information, if you will. Because any agency really is only good as the data that drives it. Lots of times, just because of limited staffing or things like that, there really are little scraps on the list of pieces of paper with names on them and that sort of thing. So we're going to be holding a few workshops that really help people and nonprofit agencies learn how to really store their information so that it's accessible to them, so that they can extract meaningful pieces of data to target mail information to people and things like that, and really to run some reports and things. One of the other things that I think is really important will be the very last workshop that we hold, and this workshop will be in the month of September. Michelle McCann, who is a professor of accounting here at ULM, is going to lead this workshop for us, and it's really helping people understand how to read nonprofit financial statements. You know, stewardship is important, and really the continuance of funding is really dependent upon financial integrity and stability. And lots of times, for those of us who are not accountants by nature or trade, we don't really understand. We look at all that and it's just a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Who knows how to make sense of it? That's what Dr. McCann is going to do, is to help people understand what that information is all about.
Certainly one of the advantages of these workshops is being able to leverage the wealth of experience with ULM faculty doing some of the presenting.
Yeah, you know, we're really very fortunate, Jay, to be housed on the university campus. And because of that, we have ready access to not only the staff of the Small Business Development Center here at ULM, but the College of Business.
And the College of Business really is a part of how the Business and Community Development Center came to be. And these workshops really fit in perfectly to what your mission is there.
That's correct. You know, if you remember, we talked last year as we began really in earnest preparing to open the incubator about the grants that established the center. And there are two parts to that grant, the establishment of the incubator and then the community development work, which is what the series of workshops is all about. Speaking of the incubator, though, we've made significant progress since you and I last chatted about that. We are coming rapidly to the end of the renovation work that we are doing to prepare the incubator for some new business owners and nonprofit agencies to come and live with us, if you will. So we're very excited about that.
What's the application process like for that incubator?
Well, the renovation work is far enough along now that we have opened the application process. In fact, if people are interested, I would encourage them, first of all, to go to our website, www.ulm.edu/NLBCDC. There are some tabs on the website, and folks would look at the one that's entitled Incubator. And once they click on that tab, they'll see a variety of information. There's a floor plan of the incubator up there that will give them not only information about specific offices, but the square footage of offices, the services that are going to be offered, the features in the incubator, as well as the application itself.
And certainly the nonprofit organization workshops that are going on through September, actually. More information about those on the website there, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Information on those workshops will be up there, and that's the vehicle that we would ask folks to use to register.
It's ulm.edu/NLBCDC. Susan Duggins is the director of the Northeast Louisiana Business and Community Development Center with nonprofit organization workshops throughout the summer. Susan, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jay. It was a pleasure to be here.